It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go, podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Here we go. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full service motorcycle repair shop. Gilson. We'll hear a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle, at the end of all this, but let's do it. It's time for a fact and an opinion. Fact and opinion. Bing, bang, boom. Usually the fact's great, the opinion's stupid, but that's what you get. All right. Oh boy, that one's a really cool fact, but I don't know if we can BS enough on it. Actually, no. Yeah, let's do it. Graffiti is plural. The singular graffiti. The singular form of the word is graffito.
Graffito. Graffito and then graffiti.
So if
that's interesting.
If you see one little drawing, that's graffito. But if you see multiple drawings, that's graffiti. Graffito or graffiti.
So if you just do graffiti with one word, is that graffito?
It must be. Or is it just one letter? They don't specify. Maybe if it's just one thing, but if it's multiple things, that's graffiti.
G-R-A-F-F-I-T-I?
G-R-A-F-F-I-T-I, yes. And then graffito is I-T-O. Graffito. It sounds like a musical thing, but can I be honest? I'm going to be completely honest here. Graffiti is fucking stupid. I don't care if it's the coolest looking thing. You still destroyed property, okay? Now, if someone commissions you to do it, by all means. I just never understood. And that's also why, too, like Bansky or Banksy or whatever.
The guy making the graffiti stuff.
He's still breaking the fucking law. And I'm sorry, too. Like, everyone's losing their shit. It's all stencils. It's not like he's painting. It's stencils, right? I don't know.
I don't know much about it, but I know he's selling these things for, like, trillions of dollars.
I'm sorry. Like, the whole thing behind him, now it's cool. Like, oh, wow, Banksy painted this. This is, but before, like, folks, I'm sorry. He was destroying property, all right? He was painting on stuff that wasn't his, okay? That's still breaking the law. Like, if my son came up and said, Dad, look at this amazing artwork I did, I'd be like, okay, yeah, son, I'm really proud of you for being creative, but you still...
Clean that shit up. You just destroyed something.
You just destroyed something. That's not yours. Did you get permission? No. So you just painted something on something that's not yours. Like,
It's kind of weird. It's like, where did it come from, dude? Was there a group of people at one point that had a bunch of spray cans on them, and they were just under a bridge?
Actually, that's a great question. You know, where did graffiti...
It's kind of a weird thing. You know,
the underground art of graffiti has its origins in the late 1960s in Philadelphia through bombing. Writers Cornbread and Cool Earl went about town writing their names just to gain attention from the community and media. So again, like I said, there's some
shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's destruction of property. And yes. I don't care how great it is, but unless it is commissioned, it's illegal. That's the long and short of it.
It's a weird thing. So, like, these people that do it, are you, like, getting your friends? Is this what you're doing that night? Like you plan, hey, four of us, we're going to go out, bring your cans. We're going to spray some train tracks. We're going to spray some train cars. It's just weird. I don't
and
get it.
And, yeah, why is it always on train cars? You know?
It's a weird thing, too. It's like, and where are they doing it? In the train yard? Are a bunch of these people hanging out in train yards?
That must be, you know. They're not doing it while they're moving, you know. So it's like, yeah, people are getting together at train yards. And I don't think I've ever caught someone doing graffiti. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's there. It's
a bunch of Batmans, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. Why is it typically on a train car or a bridge? Nowhere else.
Yeah, not to mention, too, like, think about it. You need some pretty good light. So you got to have some guy holding a light, right? You look at some of these, talented people, but why not take that talent somewhere else instead of defacing property that's not yours? I don't know. I've never looked at graffiti and been like...
It happened... a month and a half ago, I was riding my bike.
Yeah, on the pier.
Out to the pier. Yep. Dude, I'm just like, what the fuck, guys?
Yeah.
I don't care what kind of message. I'm not gonna hop on your side
exactly.
Just because.
Exactly. If you do it through graffiti and it's not commissioned, I'm never going to support that. You're going to make me actually work against you. You know?
Pissing me off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're destroying something that I love, which is the pier.
Yeah.
It's insane, man.
So, and with that also said, like, don't get me wrong, folks. If something was commissioned, I will appreciate it. And I've seen people make some pretty amazing things with paint cans. Like, you're almost like, wow, there's no way that's possible. Mm-hmm. But if it's just done illegally, and that's why it also kills me, too, with Banksy, is that, whatever the fuck his name is, the fact Banksy, that he's so popular and he's a millionaire, and he still doesn't show, it's like, yeah, you got famous because you were doing stuff illegally, and I can't get behind that. I will never support him and his crap, because it was set up on some jerk going out and painting other people's stuff. That's where it's at. That's where it's at, so... Fuck you, Banksy. You jerk. And your stencil. It's all stencils, too. It's not like you're freehanding this shit either. So blow it out your ass, Banksy.
I'm sure he could care less on what you think.
Yeah, he's like, whatever. As he's cashing these $1 million checks. I will give him credit for that. Did you hear about that one thing he did? This was kind of funny. So they had this original, right? It was a Banksy original. And it was at
the one where it shreds it?
Where it shreds it. Right, so like at the auction block, someone buys it, and as soon as they buy it, it gets shredded.
Did you see the video?
I don't know if I watched the video or not.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of people in the room, and they sell the painting, and then all of a sudden you can hear it, like
yeah,
and like everybody's like, "What the fuck is that noise?" But, and you turn around and literally watch this thing get shredded.
Here's the funny thing, though, is that it's probably worth even more now.
It's worth more.
It's worth more. And that's just like that's a discussion for a different day. Is art to me is just baffling. The price of some of this art that people pay for. And like, I've been to museums, you know, we did field trips, and you literally see someone with a canvas with a red dot, and it's worth like $3 million. I'm like, what? No. Anyway. That's a conversation for a different day when I want to raise my blood pressure. Okay,
we could talk about that forever too.
Oh my god,
a lot of money. There's a lot of money trading going on with that too.
I'm pretty sure it's all money laundering. It's got to be. It's got to be.
That's what it is.
Anyway,
bunch of gangsters and the mafia. And,
yeah, this drawing of a stick figure is worth $9 million. What?
I think it has something to do a lot with taxes too.
Yeah,
I read a whole forum on it one time and why art is so expensive and. Yeah, there's a lot going into it, and there's a lot of secretive shit that goes into it, too. It's like their own community.
Illuminati, you know? Stuff? Whoa.
Yeah, it's just like the money's getting passed around in this small group of people that... And you basically can say whatever you want, whatever price you owe this next person, but you can't do it through banks, so we're going to do it through the painting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get you. Anyway. Either way, fuck you, Banksy. Banksy, or whatever the fuck his name is. All right, well, that's gonna do it for us here. We're going to get out of the Plan B After Show podcast, but join us next time for another fact and another opinion. Brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now. Gilson.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.